Welcome back to another episode of Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries. Today we decided to share with you the Torah portion for today, which is Lech Lecha, and it covers Genesis 12:1 through 17:27. And the reason we decided to share this Torah portion with you is because it covers one of the most important Torah portions of Genesis, which is when Abraham encountered God. And it covers three important conversations that God ever had with man before God incarnate, Messiah Jesus, came to earth. Because in Genesis 12, 15, and 17, God had a conversation, or actually three conversations, with a man named Abram that would forever change humanity's history. For in these three separate conversations, a man, a people, and a nation were chosen. And as I was reading this passage, and as if you consider this passage, do you think that Abram had any idea of the long-standing ramifications of this most unusual of conversations? Could he have foreseen the battle between the children of Ishmael and Isaac that would happen over a piece of land and a holy covenant? Did Abram know that his actions and reactions would impact history even up to and including today? The answer is probably not. Abram just knew that he had been given a choice to follow a God he had not yet encountered, because he was in the Mesopotamian region and he was a polytheist. I know that we don't like to admit that, but he was up until this moment. He did not become a monotheist until he encountered the one true God, and who had promised him a nation and nations. Or he could have said, oh, no, I'm happy being here doing whatever he did. But he chose the opportunity to follow God and whatever was in store for him. And so Abram chose to go to an unknown country and to believe in the impossible, because it really did sound impossible, especially the idea of him becoming a father at a very advanced age, because he was 75 at the time, and he didn't get Isaac until he was 100. But because of this obedience, we are told in the New Covenant, or the Brit Hadashah, that Abram's faith was counted unto him as righteousness. And you can see this verse in Galatians 3:6. He went from Abram, the son of Terah, to Abraham, the father of many nations, and eventually the lineage through whom the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, would come. Are we not glad for this act of faith and this act of obedience? And I want you to know that it has been noted, and this is what I actually believe as a historian, that everything in history is uniquely orchestrated and planned by God. Nothing in history is accidental. God left nothing to chance. The lineage that you can find in the Noach Torah portion, and we'll discuss that later, shows us that God is in control. He simply allows us to be along for the ride, a ride that promises salvation, hope, and eternity with him if we believe in Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah of the Jewish people and the Messiah of the whole world. Now, why did Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries choose to do this Torah portion? Because everything really begins after Genesis 1 through 11 with this guy named Abram, who would eventually become Abraham, the father of everything, and including one of the great, 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 great grandfathers of Messiah Jesus. If you would like to discuss this Torah portion or anything else with us, just go to info@Tzedakah Ministries, and we'll be glad to discuss it with you, because we might not always have the answers, but we'll be glad to discuss the questions with you at Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries. Shalom and Shabbat Shalom.